All right, switching gears a little bit here, in the last 10 days, much has been made about Apple's exclusion of flash support in its iPhone operating system upgrade as well as its iPad. What are your thoughts on this? I know at one point you said that this could potentially harm the company, but give me your direct thoughts.
Sure. So first, all the customers worldwide want access to Flash because Flash is synonymous with the internet. When you think about 70% of the casual gaming on the web or 75% of the video on the web, there are millions of sites that have been created using Flash. And so a lack of support for Flash on any device means that the consumers using those devices are not getting Flash in all its glory. We have a number of excited partners who are working aggressively with us to bring Flash to their devices, whether they be smartphones as well as handsets. And so companies like Google and RIM and Palm are going to be releasing versions of Flash on smartphones and tablets in the second half of the year. With respect to Apple, it really isn't a technology decision as much as it is a business decision, and they've chosen to keep their system a proprietary and closed system, which is why they're not supporting Flash, and I think that hurts customers.
So if they're not supporting Flash, that hurts consumers. But is there any way that that move could potentially hurt Apple? Where do you see is the reciprocal effect that potentially Apple could feel?
Well, I think competitive response in the marketplace is going to happen in the second part of this year, where you're going to see phones that run the Android operating system from Google, for example, or the Palm operating system support the web in all its glory. And so if I want to go to the Fox Business News or watch a Fox show on my smartphone, I'm going to be capable of doing that on certain devices and not other devices. And so what we think is that consumers will eventually vote for the experience that they want through their wallet.
Have you had any conversations with Mr. Steve Jobs about this? Is this something that you're trying to make strides towards, or is this something that is purely left in the hands of Apple?
No, we have numerous conversations with Apple. The Creative Suite 5 that we're launching today, the Mac customer and the Mac franchise is a very important part of it. And so we will continue to have dialogues because we think this benefits customers as well as our content publisher partners who are increasingly telling us that they want to author this content once and deploy this across multiple platforms.
And lastly, you mentioned some of the strides that you're making with Research in Motion, with Google, with Palm. What are some of the efforts that you're getting to get Flash content put on those devices, and what's sort of the timeline for that, especially with the Blackberries, because I know a lot of people out there have been craving for that accessibility?
Well, it's going to be exciting. I think the second part of this year is when you are going to see Flash on a number of those devices. With Research in Motion specifically, we announced that not only would we bring Flash to the BlackBerry set of devices, but that we are also cooperating with them to make sure that applications that are built using the Flash environment will also be available, as well as the Omniture analytics based on the company that we acquired. So we're excited to bring those innovations to market in the second half of 2010.
Very good. Shantanu Narayen, CEO and President of Adobe Systems, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.